if you're called to mend the brokenhearted, then you are going to wrestle with a broken heart. And if you are called to heal, then you are going to experience your own share of trauma. Welcome to Enliven the Broken. My name is Tracy Melner, and I am your host for this weekly podcast conversation about the joy of discovering God in our own brokenness. I personally have found God's love and His presence in my darkest places, and I've healed from my brokenness through His promises. And I want to share those stories with you in hopes that you can find the same love and healing that I have found. Together, let us break free from the shame of our brokenness. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank You. Thank You for making us just the way we are. We know that our life, our birth, was no accident. And we know that You have us here to achieve certain goals. Light our path, Lord. Show us the direction. Show us Your plan for us. We pray for Your guidance and wisdom to know what our next route should be. Lord, we want to please You, and we want to be an instrument in Your hand. Illuminate the path for us that will lead to success in Your eyes, and keep us from any decisions that lead us away from Your path. Let us dwell in the path that You have set for us, and let us live in Your eternal glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hello, everyone. Man, I am just sitting here today. I wasn't really planning on recording a podcast today. I'm a little bit under the weather and don't sound very nice, but like I've said before, sometimes God has other plans for us. I just posted on my social media platform announcing that we are 16 days out from the launch of this podcast series. And I don't know, something about today, I am still in disbelief that this is what God wants me to do. I know I've been hearing His call for a long time, and I've kind of put it in my back pocket for a long time. The last few weeks that I've been working on this podcast, I have felt so much peace. I've talked about that in my last few episodes. I'm just excited. I love working on the podcast. I listen to so many people that are really good at preaching and reciting scripture, and I'm not very good at that right now, but I can tell everyone, I can spread the good news about how God has helped me and has healed my broken places. If He can do that for me, He can do that for you too. And that's why I'm here. I feel so sure about what I'm doing and that God is guiding me. He's holding my right hand as I do this. And everything that He tells me I need to speak about is He's telling me that because someone out there needs to hear it. And if you're one of those people, I hope and I pray and I believe that sharing my story is going to help you and bring you closer to the Lord and ask Him to rescue you in the same way that He has rescued me. Living my life in such close communion with God has just made me feel so strong and so confident and reassured. I think the reassurance is something that we all tend to forget about when life gets tough, or we're dealing with traumas or whatever it is that we're facing. You know, we kind of lose that reassurance that He is with us and that He can make good out of every bad. And I just feel so much safety walking with God beside me. It is the most incredible feeling I've ever felt. If you think about like when you were a child, and specifically if you had a strong father figure, and how safe you felt when He was there protecting you, offering you wisdom and guidance. That's how it feels for me right now, because I feel His presence so close. I can hear Him so loud and clear. And there have been times in my life where I couldn't hear him. And that was the most terrifying time for me. You know, I mentioned a while back about the dark depression I went through when I moved here. There's this wonderful man that we had helping us build a guest house. And I loved when he would show up because you could just tell that he was walking in the presence of God. He wore a hat that did not advertise his construction company. No, it said "Praise God" on his hat, and he wore it every day. This man was someone that you could feel God in his heart. You could see it. You could see his heart almost immediately. And we had him stay for dinner one night after he was done working. And we were having a conversation about ministry. In fact, that night was one of the times that I acknowledged that I had heard God calling me to ministry. But I was talking to him about the things that I was battling at that time, and how before we moved here, we were feeling very close in communion with God. I was hearing him. I was talking to him daily. I was hearing his responses to me daily. I knew that he was bringing us here, this move to George West, for a reason. And we just knew that we were following him, following his light, and moving here and going through that depression. And I couldn't hear him during that time. And I was terrified. It's like as if I was a little girl left in a dark alley by myself in the middle of a crime-ridden town. It was terrifying. I knew he hadn't left me. I knew that because I believe he's always with us. But I couldn't hear him. I prayed daily, and I wasn't getting the answers like I was before. I remember telling Clark, our contractor, the gentleman I'm speaking about, his name is Clark. I remember telling him about how I couldn't hear him anymore. And he just reassured me that God is listening to me. He can hear me. And he encouraged me to share my story. He encouraged me to think about ministry. And I admitted to him that that's not the first time I'd heard that call. It's not the first time that I had been convicted to ministry. It still took quite a bit amount of time to get to the place where I am now. But that was the beginning. And that was one period of time where I knew God was calling me to the ministry and tell people about how God has saved me and how he's helped me through my emotional struggles and helped me through the traumas in my life. Some people will ask me, how do you know when God is talking to you? How do you know what you're called to do? And it's multifaceted, right? I remember the first time I felt that pull, that God telling me to share him with the world. And I was young. I was 14, I believe, when I went to my first church camp during the summer. I found Christ through some friends of mine. I was in middle school. All of my friends at that time went to a Baptist church in Austin, and they were really involved in the youth group. So I started attending the Wednesday night youth group and going to church with my friends on Sunday and Sunday nights. And I remember the first summer I was there, I went to a church camp. And this was like a week-long camp. Of course, my friends were there, and so it was fun. But I remember feeling just this magnificent power in the room that we were in. I mean, here's hundreds of kids and sponsoring adults that are there, and we're all there for one reason, and that's to learn and to celebrate and to worship the Lord. And when you're in a room like that, it is just magic. I mean, the feeling is just this excitement and this love and just this incredible presence that's in this room. And it was addicting. I was like, man, this is awesome. I want to go tell everybody about this. This is how everybody needs to experience this. And that was how I felt. Like, I never want to leave this place. Like, this is great. And that was the first time I remember feeling like I have to tell people about this because this is awesome. This is truly amazing. I did end up getting baptized by the Baptist church. Shortly after getting baptized, I would say within a year, my life really started to take a turn down some dark paths. And there was a period of time where some things were happening in my home life that were extremely disrupting to me and to my spiritual journey at that time. So there were several years that I did not live in close communion with God, and it took me some time to find my way back. And during those times, the times that I did call out to him were at when I was at the very depth of darkness, and he was my only resource. I felt like I had no one else to go to. And as he always does, he saved me and he rescued me from a very dark time. So to be at the bottom of the pit and to have the Lord bring you back up and to see how my life has transpired since those dark times is exactly why I'm here now. I have spent a lot of time in my adult life trying to decipher what my purpose is. When I was younger, I really believed that my purpose and my worth was determined by how successful I was in my career, how much money I made, and in the love of a man. And very quickly found out, actually it wasn't quick at all. It took me a very long time to figure out that those were all the wrong places to find my worth. I remember very vividly, time and time again, I would pray that God would light my path. Show me, what am I supposed to be doing? I found I was so unhappy in my career. I tried to find my worth in my career and ended up in a position where I was hating my life. I mean, I worked in business intelligence for 15 years. I was a programmer. I love computer programming. That is fun and exciting to me, but it was the politics and the grind of the corporate world that just took the life out of me. And there came a point in time when I just realized this was not worth it. But it took me breaking, and it was because I was having this identity crisis, because here I had a great job, a good salary, and I was hating my life. I was miserable. I was truly miserable. And I just knew that there was more to life than that. And after 3 long years, I'd been working in the corporate world for 15 years, and it took me 3 years at the end to finally leave. My husband still talks about this story now, and he'll tell you that I came home and I told him that I was extremely unhappy and I wasn't going to be doing it anymore. And I was going to leave my salary and my job behind. And we had no idea what we were going to do. He had just started a new career in real estate and we weren't making very much money. But it didn't matter. I knew that I needed to leave for my health and for the health of my family. And that's what I did. And for years after that, I took some contract jobs. I knew I wanted to be home more. I knew I needed to be around my children more. There were nights working in the corporate world where, you know, I wasn't always home in the evenings for them. And that was very painful for me. So I prayed so many times asking what I was supposed to do with my life. And at that time, the answer didn't come. And there's a reason why God doesn't answer our prayers right away. There was obviously still some things I had to go through and things I had to experience before God was ready to, before I was ready to enter into ministry. Because I believe that I'm here to minister to people that have experienced the same things that I have. I've overcome a lot of trauma in my life. I've been through heartbreak. I've been through abandonment by both of my fathers, and the mental health struggles that I've been through. All of those things I've been able to heal and recover from because I've replaced those wounds with the grace and love of God. And I believe that's why he's calling me now. It's like I had to go through all of those things, all the things I've been through in my last 47 years of my life, the good and the bad, right, was so that I can come and share it with the world and heal people that were broken in the same ways that I am. And God talks to us in so many ways. And just these last few weeks, as I've been recording these first few episodes, the signs that He is putting in front of me are just amazing. I mean, I cannot tell you the times I've opened my social media and seen a post or something that was so relevant to me and to what I'm going through. I mean, just yesterday, my husband sent me a podcast episode that he had listened to. And it was actually, I need to share every resource I have and that I use with all of you because I'm getting so much from them right now. One of the podcasts that we listen to is called The Leader's Cut. It's by Preston Morrison. He is a pastor at Pillar Church. And I think he's about maybe a year and a half into his own podcast. And I sent it to my husband just the other day. I said, because the very first or one of the first episodes I listened to, he had Darlene Santori on his podcast. And she is a life coach who is a believer, and her story is just phenomenal. And it was very relatable. And so I sent it to my husband, like, hey, you got to listen to this. He spends a lot of time on the road. And over the course of a few days, he had listened to several. And he sent me one of Preston's podcasts that I had not listened to. And it was called The Other Side of Hiding. And Preston was talking about how God keeps us in hiding until He's ready to bring us out of hiding, and the preparation that He's doing while we are in hiding. And man, I just felt like it was speaking right to me. I'm like, the fact that it came to me on the day that I was recording an episode, and I still can't believe this is what God wants me to do. And I'm still unsure if I'm going to be any good at it. I'm a little insecure about it. I'm working on pushing all that out because I know that's the enemy attacking me, trying to prevent me from doing this. But when that message got sent to me, I felt like it was God speaking right to me. And just this morning, I opened my social media feed and my neighbor shared a post from a spiritual page. And it talked about if you're called to mend the brokenhearted, then you are going to wrestle with a broken heart. And if you are called to heal, then you are going to experience your own share of trauma. And if you're called to empower, then your self-esteem will be attacked. When I read that, I was like, that's exactly where God has put me right now. Everything that I've been through, my broken heart, my trauma, my self-esteem, the attacks that I've had from the enemy, I had to go through all of that so that I could minister to you. And so my goal is to share my experiences with all of you and hopefully I can lead all of you to heal your hearts just like mine has been healed. Because right now I want to share this with the world because it feels so good. Even though the world is always going to be broken, we're always going to face trials and tribulations. But being able to be in the situation that we are right now, which is scary, our financial situation is very wobbly and we don't know what the future is going to hold. But I feel the happiest I've ever been. I feel the safest and most secure that I ever have. And I want everyone to be able to experience this peace. And there's so many people around me that I know need the same healing that I have. People that are close to me, people that I love dearly, that still struggle with the hurt and the demons from their past. And if I can use this platform to reach them and to reach the rest of the people in this world, so that everyone can experience the peace and the glory that God has waiting for them, that's exactly what God has asked me to do. And that's why I'm here. And I'm still pinching myself. I can't believe this is what He wants me to do. And when I listen to my mentors, the podcasts that I listen to, I mean, they're so inspiring and the people that speak are so good at it. And I hope that I get to be that good at it someday. But until then, I just ask that all of you be patient with me and try to hear my heart and struggle with me as I struggle to try to get to the point of what I'm trying to say. I hope and pray that every single episode that you listen to, that you get something out of it. Even if it's one thing that comes out of every episode, if I can do that for each of you, then I'm doing what God has asked me to do. I can't tell you how many times I've sat in church and listen to the priest or the pastor and thought, God is talking directly to me. And when you feel that way, You need to know that as God speaking to you. He is speaking to you through everyone around you. He's speaking to you through the social media platforms. He's speaking to you through, sometimes you could just be somebody wearing a t-shirt in the grocery store that says something that brings God to mind or opens your heart or your mind to God talking to you. So open your heart, open your ears, and be open to what he's trying to tell you. I truly believe, especially after listening to Preston Morrison's podcast yesterday, that God has been preparing me for this. And the hiding that I've been in, the hiding. Okay, let's talk about that for a second. It's always been a joke between me and my husband that I am introverted and I'm a homebody, and I'm introverted in the way that I don't talk about my life with people. I can go to a social event and be friendly and cordial and talk to people, but I've always been very closed and protective about myself. And I think about all the years that I've spent processing and healing my brokenness. And the episode by Preston Morrison, where he's talking about the other side of hiding, the first part of it, he's talking about while we are in hiding, that's when God is preparing us. So all the hiding that I've been doing in my adult life, probably more so, like I think my early years, I didn't hide myself as much. And then there was a period of probably, I would say, realistically, the last 12 years, I've been really hiding. And so for me, that was the years that God was preparing me. He was preparing me for this very thing. And he's called me out of hiding now. And as terrifying as that can be, I want to embrace that. And I want to, as Preston said, I want to live in such a way that when you look at me or when you hear me, you end up looking at or hearing him, because that's what he's asked me to do. And although I am not an expert at this, I feel the most confident than I ever have and the most beautiful than I ever have when I'm doing this, because this is what God is telling me to do. It's like a child that wants to please their parent, and how great you feel when you know that you're doing something that's pleasing to your parent. It's like that times a million. And right now I feel like I want to take that message to the ends of the earth. And I'm so grateful that we have the technology that we have today. I know social media gets a bad rap. I've taken breaks from social media too, because sometimes it's full with just so much stuff we don't need to see. So if I can use social media to fill it with the goodness of the Lord and make it a better place and reach people to the ends of the earth, then I mean, there's no great better thing for me to be doing. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen in. If you'd like to share your own story, if you'd like to send me a message, you can reach me on any of the social media or podcast platforms. You can also email me directly at Tracy, that's T-R-A-C-E-Y @enliventhebroken.com. Also, if you'd like to support our show as we share God's love with listeners everywhere in the world, you can do that by going to our website at enliventhebroken.com and selecting the support button at the top left. Your generosity is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.